You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Wallace Schultz on the Lutheran Hour. It's titled, Help for Your Guilty Conscience. And now here is Dr. Schultz.
During the past several years, a most unusual religious controversy erupted in Florida. The question involved the United States Constitution. The First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution guarantees the free exercise of religion. Now, some 70,000 members of the ancient African religion called Santeria were in Florida using animal sacrifices in their religious ceremonies. But this caused a violent response. Members of a newly formed Florida animal rights movement vigorously opposed this practice. They said that using animals for religious sacrifices constitutes cruelty to animals. And so the question and the controversy became so critical that the issue was pushed toward the United States Supreme Court. According to one major U.S. magazine, the religion at the center of the controversy has a most interesting background. This religion, says Newsweek magazine, was born in Africa. It made its way to Cuba on slave ships. This religion eventually arrived in Florida by way of refugees fleeing Fidel Castro. Members of this religious group believe in sacrificing chickens and doves and turtles and goats in order to please their God. New clergy were initiated, the sick were cured, and birth and death are all celebrated in candle-lighted ceremonies. The Santeria priest slits the animals' throats, drains the blood into clay pots, and prepares the animals for eating. One of the local Florida Santeria priests stated that he has sacrificed so many animals that he has now lost count. Now, it may surprise some of us that this religious dispute involving the appropriateness of animal sacrifices, that this issue was pushed toward the United States Supreme Court. Because, you see, animal sacrifices have always been the central part of the Bible and Old Testament theology. Bloody sacrifices are also part of the roots of the Christian faith. For thousands of years, as described in the Bible, the Old Testament Hebrews practiced an extensive system of religious ritual, which required the sacrificing of many, many animals. In one situation, for example, described in the Old Testament, 1 Kings chapter 8, 22,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep were offered up as bloody sacrifices. In his book explaining the Temple of Jerusalem, the Jewish scholar Alfred Adersheim states, and I quote, "Every unprejudiced reader of the Bible must feel that sacrifices constitute the center of the Old Testament." And, of course, this, then, is the way it was in the Old Testament days. This is the way it was under the old system, before Jesus, the long-promised Messiah, had come. But when Jesus was born and when Jesus died on the cross, this old system of many animal sacrifices immediately became outdated. The repeated bloody animal sacrifices were no longer necessary. Through his bloody death on Calvary's cross, Jesus replaced. Yes, Jesus did away with the many old symbolic sacrifices with the one real and perfect sacrifice of his own blood and his own death. The writer of the New Testament book of Hebrews explains all this when he says, "But when Jesus Christ appeared as a high priest of the good things to come, Jesus entered through the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this creation, and not through the blood of goats and calves, but through his own blood. Jesus entered the holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption." The biblical writer then further explains things even more clearly when he points out that if the blood of goats and bulls and ashes of a heifer, sprinkling those who have been defiled, sanctify for the cleansing of the flesh, how much more then will the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Oh, my friend, this may sound like a lot of heavy and confusing theological talk, but it is not. Because, you see, when the Bible speaks about sin and sacrifice and atonement and forgiveness and Jesus and the blood he shed on the cross, then this all relates to you and your sin, and how in spite of all of your sins and failures in your life, there is still hope for you. Through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, voluntarily shed on the cross of Calvary, you can be saved, no matter how bad your past life has been. This is the good news of God's holy gospel. In fact, this good news of the bloody sacrifice of Jesus for your sins is so important that the biblical writer of Hebrews took special effort to explain that in the animal sacrifices, there was a reminder of sins year by year, because it is impossible, the Bible explains, for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. Every priest stood every day ministering and offering time after time the same sacrifices, which could never take away sins. Jesus, however, the Bible states, offered one sacrifice for sins for all time, and then he sat down at the right hand of God. The Bible then further explains that it was not necessary that Jesus should offer himself often and repeatedly, as the high priest had done, but rather once, at the consummation of the ages, Jesus has been manifested. He was born, yes, he suffered, yes, he died, to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And so then, my friends, the subject that we have just discussed for the last couple minutes involving the religious controversy in Florida, animal sacrifices, blood, recently organized animal rights groups, and the bloody and eternal sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, and the old system of religion, and the new. These topics may appear to us as totally irrelevant. But make no mistake, my friend, the subject of animal sacrifices, and especially the bloody and eternally saving sacrifice of Jesus, when he died voluntarily on the cross, is more important for you today than the stock market and the latest baseball and hockey scores. This subject of bloody sacrifice is more important than whether our taxes will be raised. Oh, yes, it is more important than your cholesterol level. Yes, how you, my friend, understand and relate to the blood that the Lord Jesus Christ shed for you on the cross of Calvary affects not only your present life, it will also impact you forever. It will determine where and how you will spend eternity. Oh, you see, I don't have to tell you all the problems that society is facing at this hour, and especially many of the new problems that have emerged as a result of the so-called liberated lifestyle, where everyone is encouraged to do their own thing. If it feels good, then do it. This new approach to life has brought a lot of new excitement, and also, by the way, a lot of immoral and loose living. But it has also produced indescribable tears, untold heartache, incredible violence, terrible destruction, and even death. But most important, this modern man-centered lifestyle has also brought a great sense of sin and failure and agonizing guilt. Look for a moment. Yes, look for a moment at the situation in so many homes today. These days when there is disagreement, especially among married couples, instead of working things out with forgiveness and love, shouting and even violence takes place. And when this does not solve the problem, as it never does, then either one or both parties walk out. But this is only the beginning. Lives are damaged and destroyed. Children get permanently scarred. And the ripple effect of sin can be felt into the next generation. The problem we are dealing with here, my friend, is sin. Your sin and my sin. And sin is not only a mere mistake or a slight failure in our lives. Sin is a terrible offense in the sight of God. The question then becomes, how is this sin, this offense going to be removed? Psychology can't do it, and as valuable as it is, psychiatry cannot do it. In the Bible, we read that without the shedding of the blood, there is no forgiveness. That doesn't sound very good, does it? It is not comfortable for you and me to hear this expression that there is no forgiveness. But praise be to God for His holy gospel. The Apostle John explains it all simply when he says, "The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all of our sins." And so today, my friend, you have heard these simple gospel words from the Bible. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us. Yes, it cleanses you from all of your sin. And so then, does it now make a little bit more sense why we spent several minutes discussing animal sacrifices of the Old Testament? Sacrifices which were symbolic and always pointed forward toward the one and perfect sacrifice of the promised Messiah? And is it now clear to you how important the death of Jesus the Messiah was? Remember the words from the Bible I read just a moment ago, that without the shedding of the blood, there is no forgiveness? And since you can now see some of the very foolish mistakes that you have made in your own past life, hopefully the Spirit of God will also enable you to understand by faith that for you there is hope and help in the bloody death and the glorious resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul writes like this, "We have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace." 11 years ago, the nude body of John Belushi, the star of TV's Saturday Night Live, was found on the floor of an apartment on Sunset Strip in Los Angeles. And following his death due to an overdose, Belushi's friends gathered together and they spoke about the meaning of his death. A large, bold headline in one newspaper stated, "Belushi's death helped others." Now, of course, this is not unusual. Family members and friends are often greatly impacted by the death of a loved one. Many are moved to reevaluate their lives, and some even turn over a new leaf, as we often say. This, of course, is very, very good, at least for this life. But the death of John Belushi or any other person will never be able to save us from our sins. Another man's death will never prepare us to stand before a holy God on the day of judgment. It is truly as the Bible states, "No man can by any means redeem his brother or give to God a ransom for him." And it is also for this reason that the gracious words of our blessed Lord Jesus Christ mean so much to us. Jesus explained to his disciples that he did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. The word ransom means to buy back. Kidnappers often demand a ransom or money from friends or relatives of their victims. Kidnappers demand that these relatives buy their loved ones back. Oh, the love that Christ has for you and me. In spite of our sins, this love of our Savior is so intense and so sincere that He also was willing to shed His own blood on the cross of Calvary as a payment or a ransom to buy us back from the curse of our sins. The Apostle Paul explains this in his letter to Timothy when he writes, "For there is one God, and one mediator also between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all." All of the controversy in Florida between animal rights groups and the religious cults which sacrifice animals may be very, very interesting to us. However, this controversy, you know as well as I do, has very little, if no effect, on most of us. On the other hand, the bloody sacrifice that Jesus made when he died on the cross impacts all of us. It is only through the blood-bought forgiveness of the Lord Jesus Christ that forgiveness and reconciliation can now take place between husbands and wives and parents and children. And it is only through the blood-bought merits of Jesus that any of us guilty sinners can be truly reconciled to a holy and a righteous God. In his bloody death, Jesus offered up the perfect sacrifice, and in his grace, God the Father accepted Jesus' sacrifice as a complete payment for your sins. My friend, believe in the sin cleansing and the salvation power of Jesus Christ. Yes, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved from your sin, both in this life and for the life to come, eternally. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed this message brought to you by Lutheran Hour Ministries.